Is this thing on? Hello? Jam here. That's Madge backwards. Jam. I just realized it. I bet you didn't know that Madge spelled backwards as jam until now, when I just told you. Because it's my name and I didn't even know. Jam here. Drinking a Starbucks nitro beverage. But when I was at Starbucks just now, I thought, girl, I thought, you know, I had to order using the app so I don't have to talk to anyone. Except when I pick up the drink and say thank you. Nobody cares anyway if you say thank you at that point. By the way, if you tip at... Oh, I'm hearing some peas pop. If you tip at Starbucks, do they know? Anyway, I forgot what I was meant to say. Oh, yeah, so, you know, I ordered my drink and I didn't have enough in my Starbucks card balance, and I usually have it set so that I don't let it auto-refill, but I press the button that says reload when I purchase the drink. And normally it defaults to my previous reload, which is always $10, always $10. But it went to $25. And I'm pissed. Why should Starbucks have my money? I mean, granted, I'll spend that amount soon, but why should they have more money of mine than they need? But it's okay, they're having an afternoon, as Michelle Wolf said. That'll fix fucking everything. And that'll be nice for them, their afternoon. Hello. It's me. I've been California dreaming, and I'm big as an house today. Hello, girl. It's made. I'm big as an house, too lazy to sing, so I just do the minimum I have to do, and then I have a baby and throat surgery, go on tour, pretend to get a cold, and it's over. Girl. Yeah, let's listen to some background noise. Not that. On the Riverwalk, it's 80 degrees, plus. How does that happen? It was 30 a week ago. Walking past the tiki bar, Island Party Hunt. Hunty. God, I did it again. I'm RuPauled out. I've been programmed by the RuPaul show to say things. Even though I'm using catchphrases from 10 years ago, whatever. I'm so old, even my catchphrases are old. Okay. I have had it. I used to say that a lot in college. I have had it. But then I found out Detox, the drag queen, made it her catchphrase, so I guess I never said it. I never said it. I have. In fact, nobody ever said, I have had it, until Detox made it her catchphrase. In California dreaming, my vagina does itch. Hello? I'm big. I'm hungry for a waffle, but I'll settle for a pie. I'm big. Hello? Anyway, back to the matter at hand, which of course is my vagina. What can we talk about? I actually made a list on my iPhone note application, but I don't really feel like getting it out because one hand has this microphone and the other hand has my Starbucks nitro beverage. So I'm a little bit busy with the layout. With my list. I will talk about this. This was on the list and I do remember it. It's the only thing I remember, which is that, you know, I was watching my old lady news show And while you may think all television news is for old ladies, which is true, the oldest of the old lady news, the Bisa Abuela Grum, is called CBS Sunday Morning. I think that's what it's called. Maybe it's called CBS This Morning Sunday. CBS Sunday Morning, or maybe just Sunday Morning with Jane Pooley and her Botox and stretched out face. Anyway, she was on vacation this week because she was getting her face stretched. Catherine Hellman did Brazil style, goatsy goatsy lechem in Haaretz, but they had a piece, I guess it's a piece, on this woman who, I guess she's in New York City, and she listens to people's problems. I don't know, it was weird how she got started just putting a Craigslist out, tell me your problems, a Craigslist ad out, tell me your problems. So people emailed her and met her for lunch and snacks, and, you know, they'd tell her their problems, and they feel much better. Secrets, you know, like secret problems. So I was thinking, that's kind of what I do with you, audience, except I don't get to feel better, and I don't know why. So, I don't know how you feel about me telling you how horrible my life is. I don't know if that makes you feel any better. I mean, I guess somebody should feel better, but they said when you share a problem, it halves it or something. Dumb thing, but it was made into a nice little, yeah, kind of leadership poster catchphrase. No. So, where was I? So I can tell you about how my horrible life is. See, as I get older, I've talked about this a little bit before, but as I get older, I start to realize that there's less time to accomplish the things I've been procrastinating. Now I'm saying... So, it gets very depressing because, you know, I was watching this television show called Mom with Allison Janney, who won the Oscar for Best Vagina or something in a midnight series or something like that.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. We've been going for about 7 minutes so far, audience. So, anyway. So there was this episode where Allison Janney, she's a 50-something person, and in the show, she's like a recovering alcoholic. She has a job where she's the building manager for the building she lives in. And, of course, in this episode, her boss, she meets her new boss. She's played by none other than Patti LuPone. It was amazing. And their banter is wonderful. Fantastic timing between the two of them. It's pretty amazing to have an Oscar winner in a horrible sitcom. You know what I mean? She's good. Anyway, Oscar winner, Tony winner. And Girdle winner. Girdle kneader. Mrs. Needlebaum. Oh, this lady has beautiful scars. It's like all sparkly with Swarovski crystals. I'll take it from her. I bet she's been California dreaming with Adele. And a vagina. Sweaty vagina. Adele doesn't have a thigh gap, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I saw Patti LuPone, so we were talking about me and you. So, you know, so in this show, Allison Janney's character, whose name is Mom, Bonnie, was lamenting because, you know, she has this new boss, and she's, until then, never had much contact with her boss. So she was able to kind of coast. So she didn't have to do her building maintenance, really. Everything was kind of being procrastinated. She didn't really give a shit because she's getting her check. She's getting her condo paid for, or house paid for, whatever. But then Patti LuPone knocks on the door and she's like, I'm your new boss, bitch. Banter, ha ha ha. So then she gives Bonnie, a list of things she has to do for the apartment building. So she's like, you gotta fix all this shit. And then Allison Janney's like, fuck this. And she's complaining to her AA sponsor. She's like, God damn it, now I have to work. This woman's such a bitch, blah, blah, blah. I hate this. This isn't what I wanted for my life. You know, I'm 50-something years old, and this is my life. This is what I'm doing. It's horrible. Why don't I have to? And her AA sponsor's like, look, bitch, first of all, it's not her fault that this is your shitty life. You know, she's just paying somebody to do the job. That's it. And you, just because it's your job doesn't mean it's your life. It's just what you're doing right now on the way to being a nothing. That's my enhancement. Me, Madge, Jam. I know it sounds like I'm running out of breath. I don't know why. I guess it's hot out. I normally don't breathe this badly. I mean, I'm not in that bad of shape. I ride my bike to work. I shouldn't be breathing like this. I think the other part is that this microphone is so sensitive it captures every bit of breath. My breath. I'm going to move my breath aside. I am ashamed. And my stomach. See that? You don't have that there. You don't have that there. Now I'm at the pier. It's getting windy. Oh, even for my new microphone, it's windy. Well, I guess we've reached the limit of my non-hairy. Is it hairy? I guess it needs to be hairy. It's very windy. I don't know if this is going to work for you, audience. I mean, the wind is blowing straight at me. The only way I can block the wind is with this porta potty, but I don't want duty stench, although it might be appropriate for my horrible life. Anyway, so, you know, there's not really much more to say about that episode. It's just that it reminded me of my life. Like, God, I'm old. My life is horrible. And when I have to work, it's like I get very sanctimonious. Like, how dare you make me work in this job that I hate, even though it's not your fault that I hate it. Yeah. So that's that, audience. Let me get my list out. My list. I have a list. I pepped. And Griselda's texting me about misery. What else? I don't know if you're getting this noise or not. I can't really tell from... I can't tell if that's wind going in my headphones or if that's really being recorded, but whatever. Let's see. I have this friend and she's really into, like, being mean to handicapped people. It's weird. She texted me. Let's see. About her struggles. She texted me a picture of a car parked in a handicapped space in Indiana and says, I parked in a fucking handicapped parking space at Kroger today, and I'm proud of it. Fuck the cripples. Okay. And I said, well, that's not nice. And she said, well, I got away with it, and I'm happy. I'm changing the name of my book, she says. And I said, to what? And she said, Expressions of Rape, the story of a mother of a molested child. I said, but it really should be the story of... No, it should be the story of the mother of a molested child, not a mother of a molested child. I don't know if that's right. I'm not really good at grammar. So what? I told her to make motivational posters instead, but I don't know if she'll listen to me. Where was we? Oh, so windy. Wind-tiered wisdom. Wind-tiered. The only thing that I care about with politics right now is the Supreme Court. So here's the thing. My point is just, I'm going to turn around. Maybe the wind will be better if I go to my... Yeah, I think this is better because now it's behind me. So, you know, Trump is horrible, blah, blah, blah. I don't think we'll get him out at 2020. We can get midterms, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, like, to me, the only thing that really matters, I mean, that matters. What really matters is the Supreme Court, because that's so fucked. Like, I really do worry about that, because you have Justice Kennedy, who's about to retire, sources say. And Ginsburg, well, she hasn't said she's going to retire, but she's just old as fuck. She's like 85. And I was listening to an interview about of a Supreme Court kind of expert reporter guy, and he's like, she's not like... She's 85, and she looks 85. She's all hunched over. She's like, 85 isn't the new anything. It's just 85. She's old. So that was encouraging. So you have two Supreme Court justices, and if Trump replaces them with conservatives, which he will, though you never know what he's going to do because he's crazy, but, you know, then that's pretty much theocracy, the end, bye. You know, because they're the last hope for... unjust laws, so that means abortion could go away, gay marriage could go away for all we know. I don't know if that's a bad thing necessarily for me or for you, but never mind that. JK. What else? My vagina hurts. It stinks. Oh, and it itches. It itches a lot sometimes. So yeah, so what do you do about the Supreme Court? Well, I don't know. mean, how do you keep these motherfuckers alive? I think one strategy could be, well, to get the House, no, the Senate, I guess. The Senate confirms the Supreme Court justices. So Democrats would have to get the Senate in the midterms and then agree to just postpone any nominations until there's a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate. And the whole thing's fucked because, you know, there's precedent set by Mitch McConnell in the Senate in Obama's second term is basically that, you know, if the Senate doesn't like the candidate and the Senate has a majority, they can just stall it until they get a president that meets their needs, which is what they did. So since we have that precedent now, Democrats could do the same thing. And if they don't get a, let's say the Senate goes Democratic and it stays Democratic, but then Trump stays president, then you have a situation where you'd have a Republican president nominating Republican and a Democratic Senate that would refuse to have hearings on it, just like Mitch McConnell refused. So we could go years and years until there's a matching Senate and president. I mean, that's basically the scenario that's created, is there won't be any confirmations of Supreme Court unless the Senate and vagina, God, it's hot. Senate and president match parties. So that could be years, which basically what that means is the court could just shrink. And then you have a real crisis when, you know, you're down to like two justices because you haven't had a match in a while. It's crazy. So, yeah, that's messy. I guess that's a constitutional crisis, right? I don't know how that works, because you can't have the Supreme Court adjudicate anything when there's none left, when there isn't one. Or I guess then it's up to the lower courts, and that's just that. I don't know, it's weird. So yeah, so I do worry about, I mean, I don't really worry about anything except my own life, like most Americans. But aside from my own life, I do worry about that. There is that, and that, like Zorby used to say, who I never met. But he used to work at this hospital, and he always say, Zorby used to say, and that, at the end of every sentence, and that. But I never met Zorby. I just know that she used to say, and that. So I started saying, and that, even though I never met Zorby. And then there was another nurse who had a hammer toe. Render, Florence Render. And then Nurse Wonka used to say, call her the hammer toe, because she had a hammer toe. So we had that, and that. So, and then I was reading an article from the Atlantic Monthly about how Hillary needs to stop whining about losing the election. And the article was kind of whatever, but, you know, I'm really like, my attitude is, well, whatever, but there needs, people in the Democratic Party need to stop infighting and just agree on shit and get over it and get Democrats in office and get rid of Trump later, but mainly getting Democrats in office now. That's the focus. Don't even worry about Trump, but everybody, all they can talk about is Trump still. So by calling attention to Hillary whining, all you're doing is being divisive. Whether or not it's true is not really relevant to me. I don't care anymore. I don't care if she whines, honestly. I mean, who gives a shit? But at the same time, I agree. So I'm just in the middle on that stuff, and I love Bernie, but I voted for Hillary because she was the nominee, and I'll vote for whoever the fucking nominee is next time. So big fucking deal. But the party is so fucking divided, and it's all this social media self-righteousness crap everywhere. It's just so stupid. And then people think that, you know, somehow, like, the left leaning news like MSNBC can do no wrong, but Fox News is evil. Well, you have to be able to realize that there's two sides to this propaganda war, and that's really what it is. It's a propaganda war. All this shit is. Whether you think that the Russians had an influence on our election, or Fox News, or the Koch brothers, or whatever, it's all propaganda. Elections are won or lost by propaganda. That's what this is. Democracy is a propaganda war. That's what it's become. And that's what it's going to be for a while. So you have to win that. And the way you lose it is by arguing amongst yourselves, and you lose the propaganda war. Like this thing with Michelle Wolf. Like, it was funny. I liked it. I really liked it, actually. Thought she was very good. But so what? But I'm not going to partake in the whole, you know, internet discussion of, oh, look at the Republicans. They think she's horrible, but they're so horrible, too. Yeah. No, that's part of the distraction system. That's keeping you from talking about real issues, so fuck that shit. It was funny. She made abortion jokes. That was funny. Maybe you didn't like it. Don't care. It's over. Move on. So if they want to be self-righteous about it, let them. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? But I think people like to talk about stuff like that so they, because it's just more fun. Those kinds of issues about people and personalities are so fun. It's like gossip. It's like everybody wants to gossip at work because it's fun. Or when you go out to dinner with a bunch of queens, you gossip about people because it's fun. It's wrong. You know it's wrong, but it's fucking fun. I gotta go by the fountain. The water cannon goes off at the same time. I think it just stopped. Do you hear that? It's a big water cannon that shoots over the Chicago River every day at, I think, 12:05, 2:05 or something. P.M. But, you know, you gossip. It's fun to gossip. Everybody loves gossip. But at the same time, when you gossip, you know it's fucking wrong. Everybody knows it. Unless you're a sociopath, but you know gossip is wrong. You feel it. Anybody with a conscience feels it, like, oh, I'm going to talk about this person, that person, this, because you know it's probably not true, or maybe it is, but you're not sure, and you just know it's fucking wrong. Same thing with talking about these kind of issues. Like, you should not, I mean, I don't think the conscience part of it is clear, but surely deep down you know it's fucking wrong to focus on dumb shit like whether or not the president rubbed a fleck of dandruff off of Macron when he was visiting. I mean, is that really an important issue? Is that something really you have to have a position on, the president's rubbing of dandruff? Or any of the stupid shit he says, really? I mean, some of it matters, of course. You know what I mean. But surely if you have access to your conscience, you must know what is really worthy of discussion and what isn't. I mean, do you really think it's more important to talk about, to educate yourself on the details of what was said about Michelle Wolf versus knowing what's on, you know, what's going to be voted on this week in Congress? I mean, I don't know either. What the fuck am I talking about? But I turn on the news, they don't tell me. How the fuck am I going to find out what's really going on? I have to research the hell out of it. I mean, it's rare to hear something that's actually newsworthy on the news. Anyway, that's all. Hurts and stinks. What else do I have on my list? Let's see here. Do I have a list? Michelle Wolf, North Korea. Does Trump get credit? Yeah, I think so. Why not? Give him credit. Maybe he'll be happy. Maybe he'll do something nice. See, when you have somebody who's horrible, by constantly telling him how horrible he is, he's just going to get worse. So, you know what? Let him think he's fixed North Korea. What's the worst that can happen? He'll be happy. Maybe he'll do something nice for a change and not be so fucking evil. I don't know. Just a thought. Let's see. There's this Pearl Shucker I keep seeing on my Facebook group, my secret Facebook group, which you can be a member of if you donate to this program. Go to eastradio.com/donate. Bitcoin donations would be wonderful, audience, but you can also use PayPal or Amazon, I guess. But there's this Pearl Shucker who has no bones in her body. A very large lady. And she just has, like, no bones. Like, she's just a blob. She looks like a jellyfish, but an opaque one. Not a jellyfish, but there's a she looks like a uterus. I don't know if you've ever seen, there was like a picture going around of a uterus that had been removed and looked kind of like a fish. Like a big blob. That's what she looks like, a removed uterus, this lady. Not necessarily a diseased one, but a removed one. But Gina says I should watch it because she does MLM for pearl shucking or something, which I don't even know what that means. And she said we could make money doing that too. Here on East Radio. But I can't bring myself to watch it because she's so awful looking. It's just this disfigured uterus talking about pearls and shucking, I guess. I think she has a facial hair. So there's that and that. Zorby. What else? I didn't really tell you about my unfulfilled life like the girl was said I should. I was finna too. What else? Yeah, so my unfulfilled life. Very horrible. I mean, I did try to fulfill myself. I tried to do, like, podcasting. I tried to do editing. Do cool stuff. But I stopped myself. Like, you know, when I was with Max and Stacey in Paris, I should have just fucking stayed there. I was miserable in Paris, but why didn't I fucking just get through it? Same thing when I moved to Amsterdam in 97. Like, I just pussy out too soon out of most things. But this job, the things I don't pussy out of are the things I hate the most. Like, working in an office. Like, I've had this job for 2.5 years. I fucking hate it, but, oh, that's no problem. I guess I don't hate it that much if it's something I'm willing to suffer through, you know? But that feeling of when you see, like, I can't even watch TV anymore. I just see, like, one fabulous life after another that isn't me. I can't listen to Howard Stern anymore because he interviews people and they're always like, oh, my famousness, oh, going to restaurants, oh, people notice me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm so rich. Oh, my airplanes. Oh, my Palm Springs. Blah, 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 blah. Enough of that shit. I just fucking hate it. I mean, maybe all these tabloids are just wrong when they put all that crap on the front page. Maybe people really don't want that. Maybe there should be, on the cover of People magazine, should be like some homeless person, you know, who has cancer. And then they interview him, you know, just like with a tumor, like a big tumor on his face hanging off, like, on the front of People magazine, or Oprah magazine for that matter. You know, like a big fat lady with a tit missing on the cover of the Oprah magazine. And then you're like, oh my God, her life is horrible. And then she's complaining about how she has no insurance and she wants to just die and she's collecting change so she can afford a lethal injection of morphine. Maybe that's what people want, you know? To see lives that are worse than theirs, not better. I mean, certainly the case in, was the case in reality TV, right? I mean, wasn't there a whole period where people with these awful lives were on TV? Just an idea. It's probably going to be a new trend, and I won't get any credit for that, too. Still working in a shitty office with shitty people, making dumb jokes about nothing, sending articles about horrible shit. Oh, and there's another phone call from a telemarketer. Then there was an SNL skit a few weeks ago in that episode where Robert De Niro made a cameo with Ben Stiller. There was a skit where they made fun of drag queens. I just thought it was so refreshing. So this, you know, waitress was in a diner and he was like, you know, it was like a drag queen brunch thing. And they were, you know, the drag queen was sassing the customers and it was so funny. It wasn't the best skit ever, but just to see that, like, they were making fun of, like, those RuPaul catchphrases, like, oh, cur, you know? And the thing is, like, that was funny because drag queens need to be made fun of. All that shit needs to be called out because it's fucking ridiculous. You know, it needs to be addressed because drag queens have gotten a huge pass in the whole Me Too movement. I mean, just watch RuPaul and everything. It's like, bitch, bitch, bitch. I mean, I love it. I think it's great. But, you know, that you at least, you're not a sacred cow, though. You don't get a pass just because you're a drag queen. You know what I mean? You're not included in the tranny category or trans category. You're a drag queen. You don't get the trans exemption, honey. No. You don't get that. You're not a protected species as a drag queen. As a trans, yes. According to the rules of the D. I don't know. Life unfulfilled. Just give me a lot of money and shoot me. That's all I need. Or maybe either or, I'm not sure. Here's Trump Tower. There's always somebody taking pictures of Trump Tower, but they're always looking around because they don't want people to see when they flip it off. Give it the bleed. I've been talking for almost 30 minutes. How about that? How do you like them egg rolls, Mr. Goldstone? Goody. So tonight I have my improvisation class at the Annoyance. I wonder if I have the nerve, the chutzpah, to ask my teacher about the abortion joke. Like, how come that bitch got to make an abortion joke and I can't? I won't, though. I won't. Maybe I'll work it into my skit, though. I mean, not that there's a skit. My shitty improv, whatever it is. Now. Oh, no, Miss Scarlet. Hello? It's me. I've been in California dreaming. And I'm chafed. Downstairs. Downstairs lips. I chafed. I'm ugly, I'm fat, and I have to have my vocal cords reshaved. It's me. Girdle dumpling. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, you're living in a fantasy. Do you think you're a nasty boy? Boy. I remember when I was unemployed living in Florida and I needed a job because I was like spending so, incurring so much credit card debt. I would go to like Starbucks and I'd think, wow, I would love to work at Starbucks. Or I'd, consider the idea of an office job and think, oh, that would be so great to have money, to work and I'd be so happy. So of course, here I am and I don't really feel that way. So, it's the grass is greener situation. What was it Sylvia Brown used to say? The grass isn't always greener on the... No, the grass isn't greener on the other side. It's dead. So, not that that made any more sense than anything else Sylvia Brown ever said. But it was good. It was good and memorable. She was California dreaming. She died early. Fucked up her most important prediction. She thought she would live into her 80s at least. She done croaked. Never admitted that she smoked. But she done croaked. Like everybody do. You know, you ever wonder, like, if the way it works... You know, there's all these parallel universes, right? The multiverse, infinite parallel universes or something, so... Do you ever wonder if everybody is the only person to live forever in their universe? Like, so you just, like, instead of dying, like, let's say I die right here. So I die in this universe, but I fork to another universe, and I keep living. And until I die in that universe, and then I fork to another universe, and I keep living, and so on, forever. So in my universe, I'm the only person to live forever. And I'm like, ooh, Madge is the only person to live forever. This is like a childhood fantasy. Because as miserable as I am, I've always wanted to live forever. Because who wants to die? Misery is definitely better than a question mark, I think. Let's just enjoy the sounds.
Yeah. When was it that you guys went to?
The end.